They spent the day eating and sleeping. He'd planned to leave, but the rain was justification enough to stay. The grocery cart was in the shed. Not likely that anyone would travel the road today. They sorted through the stores and set out what they could take, making of it a measured cube in the corner of the shelter. The day was brief, hardly a day at all. By dark, the rain had ceased, and they opened the hatch and began to carry boxes and parcels and plastic bags across the wet yard to the shed and to pack the cart. The faintly lit hatchway lay in the dark of the yard like a grave yawning at Judgment Day in some old apocalyptic painting. When the cart was loaded with all that it could hold, he tied a plastic tarp down over it and fastened the grommets to the wire with short bungee cords, and they stood back and looked at it with a flashlight. He thought that he should have gotten a couple of extra sets of wheels from the other carts in the store, but it was too late now. He should have saved the motorcycle mirror off their old cart, too. They ate dinner and slept till morning, and then bathed again with sponges and washed their hair in basins of warm water. They ate breakfast, and by first light, they were on the road, wearing fresh masks cut from sheeting, the boy going ahead with a broom and clearing the way of sticks and branches, and the man bent over the handle of the cart, watching the road fall away before them. The cart was too heavy to push into the wet woods, and they nooned in the middle of the road and fixed hot tea and ate the last of the canned ham with crackers and with mustard and applesauce, sitting back to back and watching the road.
"Do you know where we are, Papa?" the boy said.
"Sort of."
"How sort of?"
"Well, I think we're about 200 miles from the coast as the crow flies."
"As the crow flies?"
"Yes. It means going in a straight line."
"Are we going to get there soon?"
"Not real soon. Pretty soon. We're not going as the crow flies."
"Because crows don't have to follow roads?"
"Yes."
"They can go wherever they want."
"Yes."
"Do you think there might be crows somewhere?"
"I don't know."
"But what do you think?"
"I think it's unlikely."
"Could they fly to Mars or someplace?"
"No, they couldn't."
"Because it's too far?"
"Yes."
"Even if they wanted to?"
"Even if they wanted to."
"What if they tried and they just got halfway or something and then they were too tired? Would they fall back down?"
"Well, they really couldn't get halfway because they'd be in space, and there's not any air in space, so they wouldn't be able to fly. And besides, it'd be too cold, and they'd freeze to death."
"Oh."
"Anyway, they wouldn't know where Mars was."
"Do we know where Mars is?"
"Sort of."
"If we had a spaceship, could we go there?"
"Well, if you had a really good spaceship and you had people to help you, I suppose you could go."
"Would there be food and stuff when you got there?"
"No, there's nothing there."
"Oh."